This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The new school year starts in a few weeks for Austin ISD students, and teachers and district officials are busy preparing to welcome them back. But this summer has also been full of news about families being separated at the border and targeted traffic stops in Bastrop that resulted in deportations. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on how AISD is preparing to welcome back and work with its immigrant population.
Over the last few months, there's been a lot of reporting like this, inundating TV, radio, and online.
As an unaccompanied minor, he will likely end up for the time being.
In early May, the Trump administration decided to institute this zero-tolerance policy.
They're building tent cities near the border.
Leonor Vargas, who oversees parent programs for AISD, says when there are more reports of raids or deportations, undocumented families stop reaching out for help.
And unfortunately, what we saw even with our providers, they were saying that families stopped accessing some of the food pantries. Some of the families stopped accessing the clinics.
She says this summer, administrators within AISD have been talking about how to work with families to make sure students don't miss out on any services they need. First and foremost, she wants everyone to know that immigration status doesn't matter at school.
AISD is a safe place, and AISD is all are welcome. And that, you know, we do not ask about immigration status.
She says often when an undocumented child is in the school building, it's the only safe place the family has. Vargas says families often come to school officials to ask for any help they need. So it's important for her staff, called parent support specialists, to know where to direct parents.
So part of what we do out of our office is we trained our PSSs to become knowledgeable and familiar of programs and partnerships that we know will ask for immigration status.
For example, if a family needs help with groceries, rather than apply for the federal food stamp program, which requires documentation from the parents, they suggest local food banks where this isn't a problem. They also help with finding free legal services, health clinics, and anything else the family is looking for. Many nonprofits come into the schools as well. One of those is Seedling, a mentorship program for students with an incarcerated parent, which includes parents being detained awaiting deportation. Dan Leal, executive director of Seedling, says this program started when principals spoke out about this population of students needing extra support.
And what they were seeing in children of incarcerated parents at times, and this is not for every child, but at times, is more disciplinary referrals, drop in attendance, less academic desire, and then, you know, it's behavioral issues and all the things that come along with that.
Seedling finds volunteer mentors from the community and trains them to work with students facing this particular issue. They meet the student during lunch once a week to hang out, play games, and talk, if that's what the student wants. Leo says this coming school year, he estimates there are 8,000 students with incarcerated parents in Central Texas, and the number is only going up. Vargas says this kind of outside support is vital to making sure students get all of the services they need. But providing these programs isn't a guarantee. One of the district's newest initiatives, mental health clinics at a few schools, isn't permanent.
A lot of our supportive services we have, it's a grant. You know, it's not money that the state gives us. It's a grant that our district went after, basically, to be able to do that.
Another thing the district is going to focus on this year is how it addresses student behavior. Terry Wood works in the counseling department at AISD and trains teachers and other school staff on how to recognize when a student has experienced trauma. She says when a child is misbehaving or acting different, educators need to ask different questions.
And the question really changes from, you know, what's wrong with you, student, to, hey, what's going on with you? And what can we do to understand that and to meet those needs through either in-house interventions or partnerships with community folks?
So rather than disciplining, they want to see more teachers and administrators work with a kid to address what's causing the behavior. She says this approach helps any student living with trauma, but it's really important for students who are facing immigration issues at home. Wood says they see students who refuse to enter the school building because they're scared their parent will be deported during the day. Students have refused to use the small bathrooms attached to classrooms because the small space triggers a past experience. She says her team tries to train as many teachers as possible because even though a teacher may feel they've created a welcoming classroom, each child is bringing something different into school.
And so they get in class and something reminds them of that event. And for adults, sometimes it's hard because the teacher makes the class a really safe space in their adult mind, But for the student, it doesn't feel safe.
Vargas says the attention on immigration issues this summer has prompted other parts of the Austin community to get involved in making sure families feel supported. Vargas is meeting with the mayor's office and the Commission on Immigration Affairs soon to explain how AISD works with families and how the city can help. Claire McInerney, KUT News.